in the HIV/AIDS campaign. We have an outreach program to schools. And so this quiz competition is very important so that we can assess the impact of our program to these students, whether really they had gotten the message about HIV/AIDS. And then second is the competition is going to recognize the effort of youth and the effort of students in these schools when it comes to the issues of passing the message to HIV, about HIV/AIDS to their colleagues in their respective communities, because as they continue passing the message, this message needs to be screened so that we eliminate the issues of misconception being passed to our BAS community.
Yes,
We are looking at the bigger aspect of also making the issues of HIV/AIDS program more participatory. So the forum will actually look at the ways of coming together and making the issues of HIV/AIDS program to be more participatory and also interesting to the young people.
Yes, we'll talk shortly about some of the misconceptions that you did mention that needed to be eliminated. But first, is it of a big concern? HIV, is it a big concern right there in Meridia? I mean, do we have, what prevalence is it like? If you can have some estimates or if you have some, you know, figures to tell us exactly if the prevalence of HIV and AIDS in that particular part of the country.
Thank you very much. We always begin, when it comes to data, we always begin from the bigger aspect of the country. When you look at South Sudan, currently South Sudan is having an average of 2.6%. People having HIV/AIDS, and we are talking about 190,000 people living with HIV/AIDS in South Sudan. Now, coming specifically to Meridi, you know, it is very difficult for us to put the data, but there was a data that was in central survey that was done in 2009, where Meridi was found to be having 2.4, and that survey was done among pregnant mothers. So, and we also look at the Western Equatoria being the highest, almost at 3.75% when it comes to the issues of HIV/AIDS. So really, I would say, giving these percentages, the country percentage, and as we speak, we are also talking about almost 50 people getting infected per day in South Sudan. That is around 18,000 per year. So this is a great number, not only in Meridi, but also to the whole country. But the issue of disparities come in the regions, being Western Equatoria being the highest when it comes to the issues of HIV/AIDS. So it is a great concern, and we are getting people with HIV/AIDS, and it is on the rise.
Yes, you mentioned earlier that this quiz competition is to eliminate some misconceptions about the disease or some information. What are some of these misconceptions?
The first misconception, as you know, David William, we work with youth, and we are always interacting with in churches, in schools, and so we always have information. There's this misconception that HIV/AIDS is having 3 X. So when one of the students asked us that that if HIV/AIDS is having 3 X, so if you're infected with HIV/AIDS, and then this 3 X will live in you, so if you play sex with a person, you will pass that 1 X to that person, and that person will get HIV/AIDS, and the 2 X will remain inside you. So even if you play sex to 100 or maybe 10 more ladies, you will not pass it to any person. So that is completely wrong, and it is a very bad idea. So there is no connection between HIV/AIDS and the issue of X, as they normally say. And then also, the issue of risky behaviors, because they are also saying that condom even is facilitating HIV/AIDS transmission. This is what, that's their belief, and it is very hard now for the youth, especially in Meridi, to accept the issues of condom, because you find people saying condom itself is facilitating, and you find other people saying that you cannot chew a gum with a sweet with a cover. So what will happen if someone puts on condom and then we place it? There's, in terms of enjoyment, there's nothing there. So these are very big conceptions now, two big conceptions which are running in every youth mind in Meridi. So it is very important for us to say and to kick out all these misconceptions about HIV/AIDS, so that we reduce the issue of new HIV/AIDS infection in our country.
Yes, Garang, just before you go, what do you intend to achieve after this quiz competition?
What we intend to achieve as a peer project is that we need to see young people that will come up freely to talk about HIV/AIDS, because we hope the quiz competition is going to encourage them so that they can go out to their communities and begin preaching the message of HIV/AIDS, so that we are able to fill the information gap. And it is very important. Having an information is a basic right. The country recognizes having an information is a basic right. But you find a situation where you cannot have access to information. So as students, being always exposed to the issues of information, a lot of information. So we hope this competition will come out with credible information that will go out with these students as a message about HIV/AIDS to pass to their colleagues in their communities. I would like to pass some final message to the youth of South Sudan. The message is, as the youth of South Sudan, please let us continue to preach the message of HIV/AIDS in our families, in our communities, in all corners of South Sudan, such that we shall be able to reduce the issue of HIV/AIDS new infection in South Sudan by 50%, as is stated by South Sudan AIDS Commission. Second, let us refrain from the issues of risky sexual behaviors, like the issue of having multiple sexual partners, the issue of having unprotected sex, the issue of drug abuse. So when we stop all these risky behaviors, I'm sure we can reduce the issue of HIV/AIDS, and together we shall manage. Then also to the government and NGOs, please let us think now in a different dimension of having youth-friendly center, because we are thinking as youth. If we have this youth-friendly center, they will help us to have free access to information, which is not interrupted by any means. We shall be having that free access to the services, so that we can get other services and we can begin preventing ourselves from getting other STIs and HIVs.